Show. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. Happy Halloween. A lot of kids are excited about it. A lot of adults, too. A lot of companies partake in parties and costume contests. And meanwhile, it may surprise you to learn that Halloween is a big issue when it comes to drinking and driving. It's a concern. It's right up there with New Year's Eve, believe it or not. And joining us is Sean Kelly, spokesperson with the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. Sean, good morning. Welcome back to KDKA.
Morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know that law enforcement, a lot of people, first and foremost, because a lot of kids, obviously, are going to be out and about this evening, and a lot of that starts at 5 o'clock, but concerns about driving while intoxicated, right?
Yeah, that is definitely a concern. And as we get started, I'd like to take a minute, and this is my first time on Pittsburgh media since the murder of the liquor control enforcement officer a couple weeks ago. And we want to pass our condolences off to his family and friends. It's important to note that the liquor control enforcement part of the Pennsylvania State Police, they're an important partner in making sure that licensees don't overserve. And as we get into this time of year, that is part of what we really want to talk about this morning. The weather has changed. People are inside more. They're gathering together more for, your holidays like Halloween. You have Thanksgiving coming up, Christmas, New Year's, obviously. And as people get together and they start drinking, sometimes there's this tendency to overserve or overconsume. And that leads to some issues out on the roads, and that leads to some issues out in public as well. So the Bureau of Liquor Control Enforcement and the Pennsylvania State Police, along with the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board, we all kind of work together to make sure that there's responsible alcohol service out in the public.
And what kinds of things do you do to ensure that? I know getting the word out, like right now, just as a reminder to people, especially, again, because so many kids are going to be walking around the streets.
Well, speaking for the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board, we do promote responsible consumption. Because people will be gathered together, we get a lot of questions from customers in our fine wine and good spirit stores about how do I know how much alcohol to have to a party. So we have tips on how to buy the right amount of alcohol. There's a party planning guide that we offer in our stores to help people figure out what the right number is so people don't have so much alcohol there. Our No When, No How campaign targets parents of younger kids so parents can have a conversation about responsible alcohol consumption and adult use to their kids. Because as kids hang around at home, they see their parents drinking, they see their parents' friends coming over, there's a party at the house, and a lot of times there's a question about, what is alcohol? Why can't I drink this? Why are adults only supposed to drink this? So we promote responsible consumption, adult use consumption in a responsible manner in a variety of ways.
Sean, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know if the Liquor Control Board also reaches out to businesses that serve alcohol.
We handle the licensing side of things. The enforcement side of things is done by our partners at the Pennsylvania State Police Bureau of Liquor Control Enforcement. We do work to provide a lot of signage. We provide responsible alcohol management program training for servers and sellers, for owners and managers. So when it comes to the enforcement side of things, that's the state police. So they'll be the ones looking for over service or underage service, after hours service. We kind of are more proactive in reaching out to the people who run license establishments and just make sure that they understand what their responsibilities are as liquor licensees.
And we also, Sean, want to express our sympathies for the family of Benjamin Brawler. What a tragedy that is, and to everybody who serves, and we appreciate you being on with us today and just want people to be safe and have a good time tonight. So thank you.
Sure. And it's important to note that as we do get into the cooler weather and people gather indoors, we really want to promote responsible alcohol consumption, especially in the presence of kids. You know, kids are going to be on the streets tonight, especially with warmer weather. We want to make sure that the adults who are supposed to be responsible are acting as responsibly as possible, and really take the opportunity to use this and talk to your kids about alcohol and what it is and why they shouldn't be drinking until they reach the legal age of consumption.
Sean Kelly, Press Secretary of the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board. Thanks again, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thank you both.